Okay, and welcome back, everyone, to the final 50-some-odd minutes here of the show. I had John Darish on in the first 2 hours there, first hour and a half, actually. And then I'm having Judd Witham back on. He wants to tear up somebody's rear end. I know that. Whose rear end are we going to tear up today?
Oh, my God. The Senate Judiciary Committee of Richard Blumenthal had hearings today on how they can obfuscate and whitewash and cover up for the corrupt judges of the Supreme Court. Oh, man, I'll tell you.
Uh-huh.
It's not just Clarence Thomas, or I guess his name's Neil Gorsuch. It's not just those two Supreme Court justices that got issues, trust me. You've got 150-plus district court judges and appellate court judges for the federal system that have been caught with their pee-pees in their zippers.
Uh-huh.
I guess would be a good way to put it, yeah.
Yeah.
I want to be nice on your show, so.
Well, thanks.
Well, I guess I could have said they're Richards in their zippers. That might have flown, too.
Right, right.
But, yeah. The thing here is, ladies and gentlemen, is the corruption is so far beyond belief that I have to come on to Cabal, the last vestige of free speech in the world, to explain it to the people of the United States. You have a massive banking scandal. It goes way, 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 way past Samuel, the bankster gangster Fried. What do they call it? They call it Bankster Man,
Friedman.
Don't they?
Sam Friedman?
Yeah, the Bankster Man of Alameda Research. And what was the name of that company that he, FTX?
Yeah, FTX, that's what it was.
Yeah, it goes way, way past all this. You see, the largest banks in the world, including HSBC and UBS and Barclays and Deutsche Bank and Credit Suisse. And I mean, I could go all day long naming the biggest banks in the world. They were caught red-handed laundering trillions for the biggest criminal syndicates in the history of Earth. At the same time, they're making all these predatory subprime mortgages.
Right.
They're doing it out of the same, you know, bucket of money.
Helicopter money.
At the same time.
The helicopter money.
Now, yeah, we'll talk about the helicopter in a minute. The hearings open this morning with Blumenthal telling the world that the American people are fed up and disgusted, and they want answers and they want a full investigation. Repeat, they want a full investigation. So there was this guy that interrupted, and he said, "Did I hear the gavel?" And that was Senator John Kennedy from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
He said, "Did I hear the gavel?" See, that's a little technicality that most people would never have caught. The hearing isn't officially of record until they slap the gavel.
Right.
That gavel is extremely important when you're keeping an on-the-record hearing. So they chuckled and laughed, ha, ha, ha. So they slapped the gavel. Got caught. And then the dog and pony show started. Ladies and gentlemen, every single federal judge, the appellate judges, and the judges of the Supreme Court and all their clerks and all their secretaries and everybody that works at the federal courthouses, including the U.S. Marshals, the FBI, Department of Justice, buddy. They've all got these big, huge, multi-million dollar retirement accounts that are in the biggest, crookedest banks in the history of the world. And they're managed, of course, by Larry Fink and BlackRock.
Right.
Vanguard and State Street, just the top three.
Yep.
Now, when you have judges that have millions of dollars in pension money deposited in, you know, IRAs, and what do they call those things? Certificates of deposit, you know, where you get the higher interest rates.
Uh-huh. Mutual funds.
And their pensions. The federal employee retirement system is all invested massively with the crookedest banks in history.
Yes, and they plan on taking it all, too.
And then at the same time, literally at the same time, you have this discussion going on about the debt ceiling and the default of the debt by the United States. It's going on in the Congress and the Senate simultaneously to these judiciary hearings. Now, they're literally discussing coining very high-value platinum coins and then depositing them with the Federal Reserve so that they can borrow cash to pay the bills of the United States government. So, you know, bring on the clowns, right? Here comes Janet Yellen, and she says that the high-value platinum coins would be a gimmick. I'm sorry. That's the biggest joke I've ever heard in my life. The platinum coins would be a gimmick. And then, of course, you've got all this keystroke software money, the helicopter money. That's the biggest gimmick in town. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So, why you've got the Judiciary Committee trying to make it look like doing their job and trying to fool and pull the wool over the American people's eye. Richard Blumenthal's Judiciary Committee is going to do a full investigation with Senator Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee. I called both of their offices this morning. I got the, what do you call that there when you get a form letter? I got the form letter treatment and blown off by Blumenthal. And then when I called Marsha Blackburn's office to discuss, I started talking about the 150 or so judges that Forbes magazine and the Associated Press and Wall Street Journal outed for being massively conflicted. They hung up on me. So for the thorough investigations, right? Now, I can imagine, I'm just going to go out here on a limb now, that John Darish was talking a lot about common law.
Yes, he was. And a lot about Trump, too.
Yeah, and he was talking, is he a big Trump supporter or what? Oh, God. Well, there's your sign right there. it's sad. It's very sad that we have the ilk that plays out their lives of degeneracy in front of all the children of our nation. You know, he might as well appear on television with Skanky Daniels' messy thong over his head and try to justify his own degeneracy.
Right.
In front of all the children of this country. I'm fed up completely. I mean, I have no more tolerance for Dumpster Don. Because, I mean, the guy is, you know, it might be something that would be acceptable maybe down at one of his hotels where they usually have a Hooters. He's got Hooters at his big golf clubs. That's what you get for lunch. You get to go to Hooters when you're at Trump's. And this stuff is all being played out in front of the little children of America. And I don't find it the least bit funny. It's vulgar. It's disgusting. It goes so far beyond misogyny, which is not the least bit funny. It goes into the pornographic, perverted, and completely unacceptable realm of anything that should be paraded in front of the ears and the eyes of America's children. Who do these freaks think they are? But let's go back to this Judiciary Committee hearing. Today was kind of like the opening salvo, you know. And I listened to the entire hearing, and I listened to Ted Cruz make a boob out of himself. Because, of course, you know, we don't need any investigations, and we don't need any juries, or we don't need any, you know, reasonably intelligent Americans to weigh the evidence to decide for themselves whether or not we've got a mafia running the courts of the United States, which we do. Ted Cruz immediately got just all bent out of shape, and he said that it was a witch hunt against Clarence Thomas. So I guess all we need to do is, you know, take Ted Cruz's word for it, and case closed, right? Nothing to see here. Move along. Does that make sense?
Not to me.
Not to anybody. Now, here's and for the benefit of your listeners, I spent years in Texas, and I worked for years for Fred Tramwell. I worked years for the development company Tramwell Crow for many, many years. What you do is you have a little consortium of businessmen who don't have apparently cases before the courts, and you have a designee mafia guy that he sends through the pipeline to the target of the bribe. So there's no direct connection to the organized criminals that the court is protecting. In other words, this Clarence Thomas accepting millions of dollars in travel and luxury items, like, you know, wonderfully expensive first-class accommodations and, you know, the wonderful cuisine that some of these high-end resorts provide to people like Clarence Thomas, and the best of the golf carts and the best of the golf clubs and everything else that goes along with the first-class royal treatment of a U.S. Supreme Court judge by the likes of Fred Tramwell, who's a billionaire, by the way, with enormous business connections all over the world. So when bribing you, that doesn't really mean that Tramwell's the beneficiary of the bribe. There's layers of clandestine movement of these monies. Now, I will prove it. The biggest banks in the world got caught red-handed laundering huge amounts of money in Europe, fined by European law enforcement and Interpol over $1.5 trillion. Those are big. I mean, that's the parking ticket, $1.5 trillion in fines. And then, of course, you have U.S. authorities that have, you know, fined them almost the same, another trillion. For money laundering. While at the very same time, out of the very same bucket of money, they're baiting and luring homeowners in America into these predatory subprime foreclosures. Presto, change-o, abracadabra, hocus pocus, the dirty money becomes a freshly repossessed piece of real estate. They turn the dirty money into wine. You know, like Jesus turned water into wine. What you have operating the United States government incorporated of professional criminals.
Yes.
Far exceeding the boob that we call Joe Biden. That guy's oh man, don't even get me started on poops his pants Joe. Well, you know, he's making all these absurd statements, and he's sucking his fingers in the presence of his wife, and he's shaking hands with people who don't seemingly exist, and he's bumbling and he acts like a boob, right?
Uh-huh.
Is that an act? is he running a con on the world?
Yeah, I
by
think
acting
so.
To be a buffoon, but at heart he's a wolf.
I think it is all an act, but who knows?
And Bill Clinton, everybody remembers Bill did not have sexual relations
with that woman,
with all those banks.
Yep. Yep.
You remember? I mean, he did not have any abhorrent, perverted sex with the banks. He didn't do it.
Right.
He wagged his finger at the world, and he lied right in everybody's face.
Yep.
That he did not have
sexual relations.
I want to say it, but I can't because I'm on a Christian station here. I didn't have animal style. Blah, 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 blah. I'll bleep myself out here with any of those banks.
Yep, yep.
I'm sorry, Steve, but, I mean, this is serious stuff. And then, of course, you've got these clowns that are swirling around in a commode.
Yep.
With Anthony Fauci and the Department of Defense and the CIA and the National Institutes of Health.
Yep.
And the CDC, and it just goes on and on and on and on.
Well,
on,
you know,
on.
He didn't set
the world up with this pandemic.
He didn't have social relations with all them drug cartels either.
Or the Pharmacom, the pharmacological corporations.
Yes.
He didn't, you know, take any unnatural money from them, right?
Right.
This nation has been so ripped off. Way, way, way beyond anything that you can even dream of that Donald Trump has done. And he's done plenty, by the way. I mean, that guy is guilty as guilty gets. Now, some people will say, oh, come on with him. What are you talking about? I'll tell you what I'm talking about. I wound up in federal court in Greenville, Tennessee, with the biggest jerk federal judge you'd ever want to imagine. His name's Robert Leon Jordan. And he's got a judicial history that would make Al Capone blush. Now, his clerks, his staff, notified us in writing that the crookedest mortgage companies in the country defaulted on our racketeering case that we filed against them. The judge's staff, the judge's clerks, notified us in writing that Premier, Paramount, and Pioneer Mortgage Funding, owned by Gerald Cugno, operated by Gerald Cugno, defaulted in the case, the racketeering case and conspiracy case that I filed against Deutsche Bank, JP Morgan Chase, Credit Suisse, Select Portfolio Services, and Gerald Cugno. For openers, that was just, I mean, this was openers. I didn't even get into the, you know, the
Are you still there? Oops. Lost him. Hello.
I have missed your call. I'll get back to you just as soon as...
Hello.
That CIA guy must have fallen out of his chair. Those guys in Bluffdale in Utah must have, you know, had us died suddenly.
Yeah.
Well, you let's get back to Cugno and the default.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So we're instructed in writing, it's on the docket, to file for entry of the default judgment. When you file for a motion for entry of a default judgment, you send along with it a copy of a suggested judgment, which I did 4 separate times by certified mail. It was done 4 times. The clerks told us to do it. Robert Leon Jordan's clerks instructed us to do it. Robert Leon Jordan claimed that we... And then he changed his story and he tried to claim that we didn't do it correctly.
Uh-huh.
Which, you know, when they have a parade, they put diapers on the horses. And that's Robert Leon Jordan's... well, that's what he is. He's one of those full diapers. He's just full of manure.
Uh-huh.
The bottom line, he and 150 other federal and appellate, you know, federal district and appellate judges were exposed by Wall Street Journal, New York Times, Washington Post, Bloomberg Financial, and various other major news outlets around the world for being massively compromised. Exactly like Clarence Thomas and Judge Neil Gorsuch. Just, you know, for starters. Robert Leon Jordan has millions of dollars of investments with the gangster banksters that I sued in that case. And he never whispered a word of it. He never advised us that he was massively invested with the defendants in the case. So I basically wound up in court with Trey Gowdy, Donald Trump's personal lawyer, you know, who was representing Deutsche Bank. And they're trying to tell the likes of me that I didn't file a motion for the entry of a default judgment as we were instructed to do. And I didn't file a suggested form of judgment, which I did 4 separate times. And the docket reveals it. It's just, you know, they've caught themselves lying. Now, the reason that I'm mixing the judiciary hearing proceedings today in Washington, D.C., with the biggest, dirtiest banks in the history of the world, with Jeffrey Epstein's little St. Vincent Island and all the frolicking and the fun and games they had with underage sexual targets. The reason I'm mixing this all together with Epstein and company, you know, the CIA, it's coming out that Epstein was a CIA asset.
Yes, it is.
Just like Donald Trump.
And his girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, is too, as long as...
Donald Trump was a bag man during Iran-Contra and Charlie Wilson's war. He was massively involved with Bearing Point, USAID, and the Carlyle Group under the Bush Senior, Bush Junior, you know, the CIA operations in Iraq and Iran with the Mujahideen and the Al-Qaeda and, you know, ISIS, and the whole ball of wax involving MENA, Fort Smith, Arkansas, the drug running operations of Terry Reed and Barry Seal, or is it Barry Reed and Terry Seal, excuse me, and the whole mess. This stuff's been going on in this country for an extremely long time.
Oh, yeah.
And when you start taking a look at the same bucket of money issue, you see, running these clandestine operations, they take a lot of money, which tells you what? Somebody's writing the checks, and somebody's cashing them.
Uh-huh. Laundry. Cleaning the money.
You have to understand, if the cabal, say Judd and Steve, are marketing millions upon millions of dollars in narcotics, and I mean, we're getting fat cat rich, right? Marketing huge amounts of weapons and trafficking children, and
I just,
you know, we're financing terrorists and yada yada yada. This is just an example. We've got a problem with the Treasury, the Internal Revenue, because we got to report those financial gains, right?
Yeah.
We got to file taxes about all these profits.
I just heard this morning that a guy got caught with, up in Maine, $3 million worth of fentanyl.
Yeah, was it that Chinese guy?
No, I don't think he didn't look Chinese.
He didn't look Chinese.
No.
Well, that's just, you know, that's chump change compared to the mainstream marketing of
right,
narcotics
but he,
and weapons in the United States. I mean, we have
he was going
so
to a restaurant.
Much, oh God, it's beyond sickening. It's way beyond sickening. But back to this Judiciary Committee hearing this morning, Richard Blumenthal says the American people are fed up, and the American people are angry. And the American people expect a full investigation. And they want answers. So there's only one vestige of integrity left in the nation, and that would happen to be the cabal. You're right?
Yes, sir.
We have got a job before us at Cancel the Cabal that a handful of people in history have been so privileged. We cannot allow Clarence Thomas, Fred Tramwell. We can't allow Ted Cruz or Nancy Pelosi or Maxine Waters or Chip Roy or James Jordan, or Dan Bishop, or Elise Stefanik, you know, the weaponization hearings that are proceeding before the Congress and Senate, the weaponization of the FBI against the American people, the weaponization against the American people, the weaponizations of the Justice Department against the American people. What in flying yada, yada, yada has happened to our country?
It's gone to criminals.
And I'm talking directly to John Darish. I mean, I've had some humdinger arguments with old John because contrary to popular knowledge, you know, popular understanding, I began studying law in 1974. I am not a newbie.
Right.
I am not a neophyte. And I assure you, I understand why they slapped the gavel at the hearing today of the Senate Judiciary Committee. It made it an official on-the-record hearing when they slapped that gavel. And I got to, you know, give it a round of applause to John Kennedy for, you know, making them slap the gavel. He came right out and he said, "Did I hear the gavel fall?" Oh, we're sorry. And then he slapped the gavel. Oops.
trying to pull a fast one on him, weren't they?
when you stop and take a look at the fact that Janet Yellen today has given to the government of the United States 30 days to fix this massive, beyond belief, debt problem.
She's part of the problem. Why would she want it fixed?
What do you call that? Appearances.
Oh, okay, okay.
You gotta put on a show.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump.
I guess. Yeah.
Let's make America great again. And I keep thinking to myself, so we're going to give all the stolen land back to the natives?
Right. Of course.
Have you ever taken a look at who the people were that created the 13 colonies? Colonies. You know, hello, colonies.
Well,
they created colonies on land that did not belong to the crown.
What people don't actually realize is far more criminals were on them boats that colonized America than what were Puritans or anything like that.
Well, you've got, here's an example. Remember the so-called Great Depression and Franklin Delano Roosevelt?
Yes.
He created the Conservation Corps, the CCC camps, and you know, he provided jobs to the serfs, to the peasants, so that they could buy some beans, at least.
Yes.
And, once a week change their underwear. You know, because you can't have slaves that stink around the uber wealthy. That's just, you know, it's not, they don't like it. It draws flies. So you got to be able to keep your slaves healthy enough to work for you. So you got to create a limited income so that they can at least buy beans and rice, right?
Yes.
Well, when you look at Franklin Delano's ancestry and who those people were.
His grandfather, yeah.
No, it goes further back than that. They're all pirates.
Well.
You heard of this show, The Secrets of Oak Island?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you know what was operated at Oak Island? Do you understand what they did at Oak Island?
They probably ran drugs and people.
Well, this is what they did. Let me just tell you. There were tar pits there where they excavated tar to waterproof the hulls of the Royal Navy ships and the pirate ships, the privateers that got contracts with the British Empire to go about the world and rob the ships of anybody deemed to be their enemies. They were known as privateers. Now, Delano and all of the people that created the 13 colonies, all their families descended from the operators of Oak Island, where as they robbed the world for its treasures, you know, Blackbeard and some of the other more infamous pirates of the Caribbean.
Uh-huh.
And pirates of the Carolina coast.
Yep.
Robbed the gold shipments from the new colonies.
And the Spanish.
They'd rob the gold ships. Yeah, they'd lay offshore and they'd rob the gold ships. Well, they'd go up to Nova Scotia. You know, they'd go up there to where Oak Island is, and they'd throw into the money pit. They called it the money pit.
Yes.
All the contraband that was deemed less than valuable. In other words, everything that they were taking and stealing from all these ships that were being pirated, some of them had huge bounties of gold and silver and copper. And I mean, they had beaver skins and they had tobacco. They had every kind of imaginable valuable cargo being shipped to Great Britain and to the European kingdoms coming out of the new colonies. So they'd take not only that, but they'd take the ship's records and the dead bodies and everything else, and they'd throw them in the tar pits, the money pits of Oak Island.
Yeah. But
so what you have here, and in my heart, if any Native Americans are listening to this, you know,
there is at least one.
They got murdered. They got beaten to death. They got raped. They were subjected to genocide by the most vicious criminals in human history that today we call the United States of America.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, there's probably at least two. But
Franklin Delano Roosevelt's
great-grandfather
made a fortune forcing the Chinese to trade and accept payments in opium during the Opium War I and Opium War II.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to.
The drug trafficking. And then if you look at the overrunning and conquering and vicious subversion of the Kingdom of Hawaii, the same thing, the opium and the Chinese heroin trade from the Pacific Rim into the United States. Well, by God, you had to resupply with food and water somewhere, so they had to stop in Hawaii. And the dope-running history of the Hawaiian Islands and the United States Navy, the United States of America Navy, the United States Incorporated.
Yep, yep.
It's horrific. It's absolutely horrific. And guess where the revenue enforcement, what do they call them? The revenue enforcement, I can't remember what they, CORE or something like that. The original IRS.
Uh-huh.
They were born when they overthrew Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I got a funny joke to tell you because 30 years ago, over the road, truckers, me mainly, but I would call them Michigan State Revenue Enhancement Specialist.
And Steve, when you go back and look at the instant that the trigger was pulled, when Kennedy was first shot in the neck, and then a second or two later, you know, half of his was blown off. I met a woman in a library many years ago. She was an older lady, quite well-educated, pretty sophisticated, actually. Never did take her dark glasses off. She never did remove her sunglasses. Her father admitted to her on his deathbed that he was the shooter on the Knoll, the railroad tramp behind the fence.
Yeah.
And he was a Houston, Houston police officer.
Uh-huh.
HPD, yeah. And right after Kennedy was murdered violently in front of millions of people, Lyndon Johnson, 18 months, 20 months after Kennedy had been murdered, they stole all the silver.
Yes.
They enacted the Coinage Act of 1965.
Uh-huh.
And the signing statements, the giveaway, Johnson explained to the world that they were changing 175 years of coinage law, removing silver from the possession of the American people.
Yep.
On every bill.
Yep.
Bill, B-I-L-L, every bill representing a dollar or $10 or $20 or $500, every bill right on the front was printed on every one, redeemable and lawful money at the Federal Reserve or at the U.S. Treasury.
Uh-huh.
So it was not the lawful money that you had in your hand called the bill, but it was redeemable for lawful money at the Federal Reserve or at the U.S. Treasury. And anybody that has any understanding of that process, they understand that it was for lawful money, precious silver coins, precious copper coins, or precious gold coins.
But because...
Go ahead.
Ben Bernanke said gold wasn't money.
Well,
don't you remember?
I'm going to get really controversial here and get ruthless.
Uh-huh.
When you look at the subversion of the Philistines in Palestine by the British and the Romans back about, I don't know, 1800 years before Christ. You see, the Philistines had been around a very long while. Well, pretty much the same amount of time as the Egyptians. And if you look into the actual history of what today they're trying to tell everybody is Israel. Well, they were overrun and they were conquered like the colonies in the Americas. That's what the British and the Romans did. If you look at what's known as a colonia, colonization, the root word of the colonization, colonia, they'd send these contingents of Roman soldiers and they'd establish colonia in the territories they were conquering. They'd establish a fort full of soldiers and they'd incrementally hop, skip, and jump all over the territory. And the Philistines of Palestine were subjected to that, just like the American Indians. In fact, that's where they got the expertise in doing it, was as far back as Palestine was overrun by the British and the Romans. This is world history, ladies and gentlemen. And what's happening in our country tonight with all these corrupt federal judges, and you should have seen his hands when Blumenthal was talking. They were shaking. They were, oh man, he was shaking.
Kennedy?
He was literally shaking today.
You're not talking
he
about Kennedy.
He was shaking.
Okay.
Yeah, Richard Blumenthal and Marsha Blackburn and Ted Cruz and John Kennedy, and there was a whole bunch. I didn't watch the entire proceeding, but I watched enough of it to realize that this country is in deep, 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 deep trouble.
Yes, it is.
Because the people that are running it are a bunch of criminals. And that includes Donald Trump and the bikers and the degenerates for Trump and all of his criminals that are for Trump. You know, they can just, you know, they'll have to just, I can't say it on this show.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to have to go somewhere else.
I can't. Shh, I don't want to offend your church broadcasters there. I don't want to say something nasty. But,
Thank you.
Can you imagine what God said when he went after Pharaoh's soldiers as they chased after Moses when he crossed the Red Sea? Remember when God, you know, crashed the Red Sea back down on Pharaoh's soldiers?
Yep.
Can you imagine what God said?
Yes, I can.
He probably said something like, you feel lucky? Punk.
That's right. You feel
think
lucky?
Think about it. You know, and he wasn't the least bit polite.
No, he wasn't.
I'm sure he had something choice. And, you know, God's vengeance is, oh, man, look out. So this is your moment of Zen, America. Your country's being run by criminals, professional criminals with law degrees. That's right. On the cabal, Witham said it. And Steve Roberts said, amen.
Yeah.
We're in trouble here. We are in trouble, folks.
Yes, we are. A lot of
trouble.
A lot of trouble.
And, I mean, what's his name there? Tucker Carlson? One of his last broadcasts, he was talking about it's time to start getting a piece of land and growing food.
Yep.
Did you see him say that?
No, but
and,
I mean,
then he asked,
it's true.
Then he said that, you know, how bad is it when your corporate news media, the corporate broadcasters are lying to you and killing your families?
Yeah. Yep.
That's paraphrasing it, but that's what he said. You know, about these clot shots and these self-assembling micro-nano chips, Bill and Melinda Gates. I guess they assemble themselves in the body because of the microwave energies from these 5G towers.
Uh-huh.
The nano computer chips, the little lipid nano chips, what they call them, nano systems. I can't remember the name of the company up in Vancouver, British Columbia. It's Precision Nano Systems. This is where they mass produce these computer chips that are in the clot shots. the lipid nano chips, Bill Gates, Melinda Gates chips.
Mm-hmm.
And they're self-assembling. I sent a bunch of scientific white papers to our friend down in Austin. That wonderful, oh man, that woman, you talk about a warrior. Can you say bitch? Yeah, you can.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's biblical. She's a, man, I'll tell you what, she's like a mad dog when it comes to them. Well, I mean, they're killing children.
Well, bitch is the biblical word for a female dog.
Pulling your punches. And, where's the Pope? Where's the head of the Assemblies of God? I mean, where's the Evangelical Church of America? They're killing children, folks.
Yep.
The Department of Defense and the CIA manufactured these deadly viruses. And did you see my update on my biological weapons site? I have deemed King Charlie, King Charles. I've deemed him the king of turds. England is swimming. England is flooded. England is drowning in sewage. And King Charlie's running the show, man.
Yep. Yep.
Spreading death and disease all across England.
King Chuckles. Money. King Chuckles.
Yeah, King Chuckles, king of viruses, bacteria. Look it up. I mean, people hear me say it, and they laugh, and they call me the poop meister, and ha-ha-ha. But they are spreading to the geese, to the ducks, to the gophers, to the moles, to the rats, to the mice, the chipmunks and the squirrels and the swans, and the bats and the insects. They're poisoning the environment. Take a look at England's sewage crisis.
Yep.
And then it gets better. Then it really starts coming into focus, because guess who the bankers are? Oh, my. The bankers of COVID. Yep. That's what I call them. Bankster gangsters of deadly viruses. Guess who's getting rich?
Yep.
They're making millions of dollars a minute.
That they are.
A minute.
Yeah.
All over the world, they're getting fat cat rich on this pandemic. Pandemic.
They're taking $1 trillion a day from our trust.
Now, let me ask you: did John Darish discuss any of this?
No, I didn't bring any of that up.
So Darish is still asleep at the switch.
Uh huh.
I'm not surprised.
He's a big fan of Trump's.
Oh, I'm a big fan of Dumpster Donald, too. if it were up to me before the sunset tonight, I'd have marshals pick him up and handcuff.
Right.
And anybody resisted, they'd get maced and tased and beaten a little bit with a club, maybe, and pistol whipped. Hell, yeah, I'd even shoot him in the leg a couple of times, maybe. Donald Trump's a criminal. Big time.
Yep.
And a lot of the people that support him are so fluoridated and so mentally damaged from the metals and all the other garbage in the vaccines.
Yep.
And the public school system and his Adolf Hitler style of speaking. His ex-wife. He used to keep books of Hitler's speeches next to the bed.
Trump
did?
So he
could practice it. Yeah. His ex-wife told the world that he kept Adolf Hitler's speeches next to the bed so he could study them. So he could be an actor. Donald Trump is an actor.
They all are.
And he's a poo-poo artist. Steve, that is the best I can do.
Yeah. That's good. That's good enough.
I'm gonna ignore this call. I hope her beep beep beeping isn't interrupting the call. But I've got this group of people in Canada that are so fed up with Justin Trudeau, the pinko communist of Canada. They're begging me for help. I swear they call me up twice
Justin,
a day, some days.
Justin Trudeau, that's his name.
How to get rid of Trudeau?
His name is Justin.
I tell you.
Hello.
Very close.
Oh.
Got to take a couple of notes. Take some notes.
Yep.
We must learn how to stick together. We must learn how to have each other's backs. We must learn how to starve the beast.
Yep.
We must learn how to acquire the bravery and the integrity.
Yeah.
To stand up and say no more.
I know. Well, we have to go now, Judd.
Okay, Steve.
The hour's over.
God bless the cabal. God bless you, and enjoy that farm table dinner you're fixing to have.
Okay.
Until next time.
Bye. I know. We'll talk soon. That's it, folks. No song at the end. Just kind of drop the streams for Andy. It's Turdo. That's what I've heard it, Luca. Justin Turdo. As in T-U-R-D. Turd. All right, everyone. See everyone tomorrow with me and Roger.